Part 3.
You will hear a radio interview about indoor skydiving.
Okay, now we come to our regular spot on extreme sports. And this week, our fearless reporter, Tom Walker, has been trying out something called indoor skydiving. And he's with me now. Tom, what's this all about?
Well, it's the same as skydiving. Jumping from an aeroplane and free-falling through the air without opening your parachute for some time, except that you do it in an indoor wind tunnel. And there's no plane and no parachute and, so I was told, no danger. So it gives you a taste of doing an extreme sport, but it isn't quite so extreme.
Right. Now, where did you do it?
I did it in a vertical wind tunnel at an adventure sports centre called Runway.
What exactly is a vertical wind tunnel?
Well, it's a tunnel that gets filled with air. The air is provided by four enormous industrial fans, of a kind that usually provide air for underground systems. These fans produce a column of air that rushes through the tunnel from below at more than 160 kilometres per hour. When you're in the tunnel, you float on this air. The machine has been described as being like an enormous hairdryer. It allows you to fly as if you had fallen from a plane, but you are only 2 metres off the ground.
And it's completely safe, is it?
Yes. There are bars across the top of the tunnel to stop you flying off, up and out of the tunnel. The tunnel is 4 metres wide and has glass walls. The only small problem you might have is that you keep bashing into these walls. But you're not really going to hurt yourself a lot by doing this. The only injuries you are likely to get are sore elbows and knees. In fact, it's so safe that the centre is open to anyone over the age of 4. In America, where the idea was invented by the military in 1994, pensioners in their 80s regularly have a go.
Wow! So how did you get on when you went there?
Well, when I got there, I watched the training instructors running through their routine. They were doing all sorts of moves in the tunnel, such as barrel rolls, something they call helicopters, spinning on their heads in mid-air, and backflips. Watching them do all that before I went into the tunnel left me feeling a little anxious, even though I knew the tunnel was safe. And the roar of the electric motors that power the fans, like a plane taking off, and so loud you need earplugs, added to my fear.
What happened when you went into the tunnel?
Like all beginners, I was given a couple of 2-minute sessions in the tunnel, which seemed short, but since the average free fall from a plane lasts only 1 minute, you realise it is more than plenty. Held down by my instructor, I floated in the position I was told to keep to, with my hands out in front of me as if I was holding a ball of air for the whole session. The only time he had to correct me was on the occasions I threatened to fly out of reach or, as if by instinct, disappear out of the entry-exit door.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's great fun. In fact, the person who came up with the idea and set up the centre calls it a smile machine, because nobody can go into the tunnel without smiling.
So you recommend it?
Yes, it's just like real skydiving, except that you don't have the view or the expense. And it's good both for beginners and extreme skydivers. In fact, in some places it has developed into its own sport, known as body flying. There are already competitions in that sport.
Thanks, Tom. If you want to find out more about the wind tunnel,
listen again.
You will hear a radio interview about indoor skydiving.
Okay, now we come to our regular spot on extreme sports. And this week, our fearless reporter, Tom Walker, has been trying out something called indoor skydiving. And he's with me now. Tom, what's this all about?
Well, it's the same as skydiving. Jumping from an aeroplane and free-falling through the air without opening your parachute for some time, except that you do it in an indoor wind tunnel. And there's no plane and no parachute and, so I was told, no danger. So it gives you a taste of doing an extreme sport, but it isn't quite so extreme.
Right. Now, where did you do it?
I did it in a vertical wind tunnel at an adventure sports centre called Runway.
What exactly is a vertical wind tunnel?
Well, it's a tunnel that gets filled with air. The air is provided by four enormous industrial fans, of a kind that usually provide air for underground systems. These fans produce a column of air that rushes through the tunnel from below at more than 160 kilometers per hour. When you're in the tunnel, you float on this air. The machine has been described as being like an enormous hairdryer. It allows you to fly as if you had fallen from a plane, but you are only 2 meters off the ground.
And it's completely safe, is it?
Yes. There are bars across the top of the tunnel to stop you flying off, up and out of the tunnel. The tunnel is 4 meters wide and has glass walls. The only small problem you might have is that you keep bashing into these walls. But you're not really going to hurt yourself a lot by doing this. The only injuries you are likely to get are sore elbows and knees. In fact, it's so safe that the centre is open to anyone over the age of 4. In America, where the idea was invented by the military in 1994, pensioners in their 80s regularly have a go.
Wow! So how did you get on when you went there?
Well, when I got there, I watched the training instructors running through their routine. They were doing all sorts of moves in the tunnel, such as barrel rolls, something they call helicopters, spinning on their heads in mid-air, and backflips. Watching them do all that before I went into the tunnel left me feeling a little anxious, even though I knew the tunnel was safe. And the roar of the electric motors that power the fans, like a plane taking off, and so loud you need earplugs, added to my fear.
What happened when you went into the tunnel?
Like all beginners, I was given a couple of two-minute sessions in the tunnel, which seemed short, but since the average free fall from a plane lasts only 1 minute, you realise it is more than plenty. Held down by my instructor, I floated in the position I was told to keep to, with my hands out in front of me as if I was holding a ball of air for the whole session. The only time he had to correct me was on the occasions I threatened to fly out of reach or, as if by instinct, disappear out of the entry-exit door.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's great fun. In fact, the person who came up with the idea and set up the centre calls it a smile machine, because nobody can go into the tunnel without smiling.
So you recommend it?
Yes, it's just like real skydiving, except that you don't have the view or the expense. And it's good both for beginners and extreme skydivers. In fact, in some places it has developed into its own sport, known as body flying. There are already competitions in that sport.
Thanks, Tom. If you want to find out more about the wind tunnel, please click on...
This is the end of part 3.